We're learning Masech, the Shabbos, Tavkuf, Nevav, and Mabez. We're going to start from the Mishnah. Mechadchem is a dlul mefnei behema. The Mishnah says, Mechadchem is a dlul mefnei behema. You're allowed to cut up the gourds, the squash, for an animal to eat. There's a nevela mefnei klovim. You're also allowed to cut up the nevela, the dead animals, for the dogs to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Emloi Haisa nevela me'er Shabbos. If it wasn't a nevela me'er Shabbos, it died on Shabbos, Asura. Then you're not allowed to cut it up for the dogs. If yisha'inim in a muchan, it's not considered muchan, it's considered muksa. And here the Gemara has a discussion, if you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, here is where the Mishnah clearly says the sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, who asks muksa. Now this din of muksa is similar to neilat. There's really two inyan of a muksa in the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The pshat is you have something which you have aksa'a sadas, which you're not intending to use it. It wasn't mukhan. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's asa because of muksa, and Rabbi Shimon is less like muksa. We spoke about this in the past several times throughout the Masechta. You have the case of muksa machmas mias. Normally people won't use it because it's mias like a neri yashan. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's possible to use it. Or you have other cases of muksa stam, that you have like a tarnagirlis, a medesakal beitzim, which is nagei and yamtif. You have a rooster which is meant for laying eggs, and you weren't planning on eating it. If you dole this muksa, if shimon dole this nat, or eiz l'chelba, a goat for milk. Where there, seemingly the question is, the Rabbi Yehuda says that since it wasn't aimed for use on Shabbos and yamtif, so that's muksa, that's the takana of muksa. Anything that you want to use on Shabbos and Yantav has to be aimed for use. If you weren't planning on using it, it wasn't aimed for use, you were planning on not using it, then it's muksa. And what does Reb Shimon hold? Either Reb Shimon has a broader definition on aimed, since it's possible you might want to use it, he considers that aimed. Or Reb Shimon holds it doesn't have to be specifically aimed for use, it doesn't have to be specifically mukhan, but the pshat is aksa sadas, if you bedafka make it, you don't want to use it, you maksadaita, that's what asas. I figure yam has such a shtickle. But this muksa is a little bit different, seemingly. This muksa is that when it came Shabbos, it was aymed for one use, it was aymed l'adam, and afterwards it became aymed for klavim when it died. That's what the Gemara says. Taisus brings this down. The Gemara in Pesachim and in Deya bring a raya from this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Muchan la'adam lehavim, Muchan la'klavim. While it was alive, it was Muchan la'adam. You were planning on using it for a person to eat. And now that it died, it became Muchan la'klavim. It's like neilat. It's like when a keli breaks, we say, Shiver kelim is neilat. Because before it was aimed to be a keli, not firewood. And now it changes the chana, became firewood. So this firewood was a Muchan me'asmo, because it had a different chana me'asmo. So to here, if muchan la'adam lo yavi muchan l'klavim, the fact that it's roye for a person to eat means that it's not considered roye for klavim, and now it became roye for klavim, so the achana from klavim it didn't have yesterday, and that's the inyan of neilat. And what does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon can hold muchan la'adam havi muchan l'klavim. Reb Shimon is more makel, what's called muchan, anything which was aimed and roye for klavim, anything which is possible to be used for klavim, it's already called Muchan L'Klavim, it's not called the Hachana changed. Now Taisus is bothered, this is the Gemara, and he brings him Sachem and Embeyam, but Taisus is bothered, what does it have to do with Muchan L'Adam Live and Muchan L'Klavim? It wasn't Muchan L'Adam either. If it's alive, it's totally not Muchan. So maybe Rabbi Shimon will be Matir, because maybe he's like Yeshivu Mitzapa, as the Gemara in Embeyam that has a discussion, if we're dealing with Balei Chayim Shemesu, perfectly healthy animals that died, maybe Reb Shimon would agree that that case is not considered mucham because you weren't expecting it to die. Maybe the whole case is only when it's a behema musukenis, a behema which was sick. But al kolpanim, it wasn't bechlal mucham la'adam because it was asur to shechtin on Shabbos. So memela, what's the pshat that the Gemara shtells to the din of mucham la'adam av mucham l'klavim? There's another problem. It wasn't muchan for anything. You couldn't do anything with the behema meyasmo. It wasn't like the achana changed. So Taisa says three terutzim. His first terutz is that we're discussing a nevela which you could give to the klavim alive. It wasn't like you couldn't give it to the klavim. So what Taisus means, he explains it in Beah, is that if Muchel La'adam have a Muchel La'klavim, so before Shabbos, when this was Muchel La'adam, it was Muchel La'klavim. Before Shabbos, a person could go shecht and eat it, and also he could give it to the klavim to eat. Now that it came Shabbos, even though it's no longer Muchel La'adam, because the Adam can't eat it anymore, it's he can now light a shecht and eat it, but if Muchel Adam have a Muchel Leklavim, it will remain, it will continue its Hachana Leklavim, because you can give it to the Klavim alive. So Mela never changed its Hachana. It's not like it's not Muchel at all. You could give it to the Klavim alive. If Muchel Adam have a Muchel Leklavim, so it will be called Muchel Leklavim, even though it's no longer Muchel Adam, but this was before Shabbos Muchel Adam, and therefore before Shabbos was Muchel Leklavim, so it remains Muchel Leklavim. If Muchel Adam only have the Muchel Leklavim, so then it's only Muchel Adam, it's not Muchel Leklavim, so when it comes Shabbos, it's not Muchel at all. When it dies, that would be Neilut. Yeah, and another teretz he says is that the Mishnah Yegar is Yamtif, and a Yamtif it is Muchel Adam, you can check it on Yamtif, it's a bit shver. And another teretz is the Fisha Einim, and that Muchel tells you that the problem isn't only because you weren't allowed to kill it, the problem was because it wasn't Muchel Leklavim. There's a Ramban, it's in Melchames in Bey in the second Perek, and it's also in Chulin Daf Yadalad, and also the Ran brings it in Perek Chavis, that says that anytime something really would be Muchan, it's just Asr to use. So such a thing, if it becomes Mutter to use, not because you are over on the Isser, that wouldn't be called Muksa Machmas Isser. Muksa Machmas Isser is only in a case where the Isser was done. Like, let's say you have something which was Shechter on Shabbos. So there the Gemara in Chulin says it's Muksa Machmas Isser. Because you weren't allowed to Shechter, and that's why you couldn't eat it. So in case it was Shechter, whether it was Shechter B'Shegig, B'Mezid, even if it was Shechter for a Chayil Sheish B'Sakana, B'Heter, but the Pshat is, that's the Haksah. It wasn't allowed to be Shechter before. So Mamela, if you needed the Shechita to be Matter, that's Muksa. But if something's Muksa Machmas Isser and then it just dies, so the Isser wasn't done, then the Muksa Machmas Isser doesn't Asur it. Because Isser is like an Ayyahu Deravi Ali. The Aksa is only Kol Zman the Isser is there, or if the Isser was violated. Now Shenkin, if somehow the Isser just went away, the Aksa will go away with it. It's a very interesting aside, it's not so clear why. As they state in the Ramban, he makes an exception of Dachri B'Yadayim. You see by Ner L'Marshal, Ner is Muksa Machmas Isser, the Ner that was Delik B'Yisr Shabbos, and there, even though the Ner goes out, it doesn't become Mutter. So there he says, that's different because you put it in that Matzav of Isser. You are Dachri B'Yadayim. When it's Dachri B'Yadayim, there, the Muksa wouldn't go off automatically. Now Shekin, when it's not Dachri B'Yadayim, the Isser was there by itself, not because you put the Isser there, so then the Aksa is limited only to when the Isser is there, or if that Isser was violated. Mashengen, if the Isser just went off, then you wouldn't have it. And the answer is also why the Gemara needs another reason in Masechtas Beah to ask for a Beah Shenol de B'Shabbos. A Beah Shenol de B'Shabbos, the Gemara gives different reasons why it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Because the Muksa Machmas Isser, you weren't allowed to shech the Tarnagol to eat the Beah on Shabbos. He says because the Muksa Machmas Isser is only if the Isser was violated, here the egg was laid, you don't say Muksa Machmas Isser. And the same thing, the Gemara in Chavis, that's where the Ran brings it, that says you could milk on Shabbos to a Kedera, you could milk a cow or a goat into food, because Mashka Bala Echel Ka Echel Dami wouldn't be an Isser of Dash, but why is an Isser of Muksa? Why don't we say that it came from the cow or the goat, which is Muksa Machmas Isser, you wouldn't allow a Shechter on Shabbos? He says at the same time, because the Isser just went off by itself without being violated, that's not Muksa Machmas Isser. So that's how he answers over here. You have to come on to the din of Muchel La'adam Lav and Muchel Leklavim to Aser to say that the Achana changed. Just the very fact that you weren't allowed a Shechter La'adam, that wouldn't apply when it dies and the Isser went off without having been violated. That's the Ramban Shita. Al Kopanim, it's an interesting shtickle from Rabbi Kivega in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, Nechatchen esad lum lefnei behema. You're allowed to cut the gourds, you're allowed to cut the squash for the behema. What's the chiddush of that? Why shouldn't you be allowed to cut squash for a behema? So, the Rosh over here, And Rashi in Masech Lizbeya, and Taisus in Masech Lizbeya, and Taisus in Chul and Af Yadalad, they say that the Chiddush is that you're allowed to do this animal care on Shabbos. We had a whole sugya about this earlier. The sugya of Mitzvah Ba'ichla and Ashmuya Eichla, and Af Kufnan Hei, and the Gemara discusses a lot of different animal care you could do, and that's the Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, if the Pshat is, when something is not an Eichel, then you're allowed to make it an Eichel, but if something is already an Eichel, you can't be Mitzvah Ba'ichla or Fakert. Something which is not an Eichel, you're not allowed to make it an Eichel. If it's already an Eichel, you're allowed to be Mitzvah Ba'ichla. And each one has a different Pshat in the Mishnah. If you hold that there's an Isser to create an Eichel, but you are allowed to be Mitzvah Ba'ichla, so then you say, Dluyim, Dumya Dinevela, Ma Nevela Durechicha, Avduyim Durechichi, because already the Dluim and the Nevela are already soft, and they're already considered an Eichel, and the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, you could be Mitzvah Ba'ichla. And if you hold that for character, now be Mitzvah Ba'ichla, and you are allowed to be Shavi Ochla, so then you go the other way. Ma Dluyim Da'ashuni, Avduyim Da'ashuni, it's talking about it's hard, it's not an Eichel, and you're doing a Shvui Ochla. But that's good for the Chiddush in the Mishnah, has nothing to do with Muksa. The chiddush of mechachin is that bloom if nei abehema is the chiddush that you could be mitzvah b'uchla, or that you could be ashvui uchla, depending which one you hold. And that is a similar chiddush in the veil of nei aklavim. But Rabbi Yehuda says in the veil of nei aklavim was in snavla b'shabbos the problem of muksa, so we have a machlokes about muksa. But bloom has nothing to do with that. But Rashi says not that way. Rashi over here, as opposed to Rashi and Baal, Rashi also pretty clearly over there on Kufnan Hayim and Beis says the reason why can mechanchen dluim, he says dluim is not meant to be animal food, it's meant to be people food. And Rashi on Kufnan Hayim and Beis says a little bit more. He says the reason why it's the Mishnah says it's mutis v'loy amina muksa lebehema the machal adam. You don't say it's a muksa to for behema because it's machal adam. So the Ritva is bothered. He says, L'chayr, what Rashi is trying to say is that Enechaname, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Lois in the veil of Erev Shamas and Surah, he would argue on Dluim also, because since Rabbi Yehuda said, Muchan la'adam la'evim muchan la'klavim, so Dluim also is Muchan la'adam, it's not Muchan la'klavim, will be asur to cut them up for the klavim. So the Ritva asks, but it's not true, because if something is taka oimid for Achilas Adam and a person could eat it, then there's nothing wrong with giving it to the klavim. You're allowed to give people food to klavim on Shabbos. There's no issa muksa. The issa muksa is when it's not oimid for Adam, and it's not oimid the klavim either, because muhalam avuch muhal klavim. So like in a vela, where when it's live, a person can't eat it, and a dog also can't eat it, because it's not oimid for the dog. So mainly have a problem. Mainly it's muksa. But if it's oimid the Adam, it's muhal for Adam, so you can give it to a behemoth, just like we had before. Masikim be kelim, be'im masikim meshive kelim. Even though kelim are not meant for firewood, they're absolutely not meant for firewood. But so what? They're mukhin to use, so you can throw it into a fire and use it for firewood. Ein masikim meshive kelim. The keli breaks and now it's meant for firewood, that's neilat. That the pshat is, it wasn't mukhin for firewood before, and now it became mukhin for firewood, it changes achana, it's muksa. But kol zman it's a keli and it's muchen to being a keli, even though it's b'chol not muchen to be firewood, you're allowed to use it for firewood. Once it's muchen for any use, you can use it for every use. So the same thing with the dluim, it's meichel adam, fine, but it's meichel adam, or adam can eat it. So why can't you give it to the dog? That's the Ritva's kasha and Rashi. Yeah, so maybe you could say, I don't know, that according to Rashi, it's good for the chiddush. It's not Shai Yehuda arguing on dluim. But the chiddush is that even though dluim is muchan l'adam, it's not muchan l'klavim, but since dluim, as opposed to nevela, at this point the adam could eat it, so he could give it to his dog. But Rabbi Kivenga on the Mishnah, he says, Amari digazach. He says, the pshat in dluim is, it's raw food. You can't eat dluim raw. You're not planning on eating it raw. We're talking about such a dluim which is not edible raw. So therefore, it's muksa. It's not oimid for klavim, because it's meichel adam. And it's not oimid for adam because it's ruah. So mela, it should be muksa. And that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda it's asr. Now why is it mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? So we had a machlokes earlier on the Afkuf Chav Chesem and Aleph. If you have raw meat, which is not chazi lo'umsa, it's not roi to eat raw, but it is roi l'klavim, is that muksa according to Rabbi Shimon? There was a tzad that it's only muksa according to Avida, not according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, if it's royal leklavim, so you can give it to klavim, mucha ladim have a mucha leklavim. But there was a tzad, no. Kol's man, it's not cooked and it's royal adam, but adam can't eat it on Shabbos, it's going to be muksa for klavim. And you can't move it al royal leklavim, because you don't want to give it to klavim, you want it for an adam, and that's true even according to Reb Shimon. It's a haksoas hadas that you don't want it for klavim. For adam, it's not royal because it's ruah. Has no ishtamsha, so adam can't eat it and can't cook it. And for a kelev, you bedavka don't want to give it to a kelev, you maksa die different giving it to a kelev, because it's oimid la adam. So the problem is, in fact, if we're going to say that dlum or ruah, and adam cannot eat them, so why is it mutter? Why is it mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? If you're going to say like the Rishonim, that Rabbi Shimon holds that anything that's roi for an animal, even though it's not roi for an adam and oimid for an adam is mutter, so it'll be good. But if you say like the Rishonim early in Daf Kuf Chav Ches and hold that something which is roi that is oimid for an adam but not roi for an adam on Shabbos, then male it's muksa because it's not roi for an adam, it's oimid for an adam. And even though it's royal for klavim, it's not oimid for klavim, because it's oimid for adam, and even if Shimon holds up, so why would you let it be mechadcha as a dlum if they're royal, if they are klavim, it should be muksa. Hazat yabi kivega gaval nagi yisait. That the whole machlekes rishainim over there, the shittas rishainim that hold, that let's say raw meat, which is oimid for adam, you're planning on cooking it after Shabbos, the fact that it's royal for klavim is not going to be matterit, because it's not oimid for klavim. It's only Kol's man, you're not going to give it to Klavim. But the regga that you decide to give it to Klavim, so Kumtais now it is Aymed for Klavim. So why should it be Aser? Because Bein HaShmashis it wasn't Aymed for Klavim? Oh, that's called Miga Deskatsoy Bein HaShmashis Eskoy Lekuli Yayma. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to that. So when you have something which right now is Muksa, you're Maksadaitif from it, you're not intending to use it for anything right now, then Reb Shimon is masking to that muksa in different eifanim, like muksa machmas sarin kis, muksa machmas mitzvah. There are cases where Reb Shimon is masking. But if right now you're not planning on using it for adam, you're planning on using it for klavim, so why would it be aser? Because bein hashmashis it was aimed for adam. That's called migad eskatzay, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold the migad eskatzay. There was a similar vart in the Ran in Be'ah, where the Ran wants to say that muksa machmas mias calls man, you're not going to use it because it's mias, even Reb Shimon's masking it's muksa. It's just Reb Shimon, when you decide to use it, then you don't care about the mias. If you don't care about the mias, then why should it be muksa? Elamaikos, it was muksa ben hashmashes, Reb Shimon doesn't hold the migadis katsayi. Very similar cheshbon. But this Rabbi Kivega says, and it's interesting, it's very nigei halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Kivega in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simon Shin Ches, and he also says the same thing in his Kedushim on Be'ah, that Be'zim and Be'ez. He wants to say, Gevaldik a Chiddush Ladina. Let's say you have a Mila knife. A Mayel has a Mila knife, or a Sheikhet has a Shechita knife. So that is called Muksa Machsa Sarin Kis. Even Rabbi Shimon's Maida that it's Muksa, you cannot take a Mila knife or a Shechita knife and use it to cut tomatoes. Because it's Muksa Machsa Sarin Kis, you Maksa Leimakam, even Rabbi Shimon's Maida. Now the question is, Rabbi Kivega wants to say a chiddush like this. That's only when you're planning on continuing to use it as a meal knife, and right now you decide you want to use it for something else. That's muksa. You maksa daitim there, you can't. But let's say you decided, from now on, I don't want to use this as a meal knife anymore. That's it. I'm quitting my meal job, or I have another knife. I want to use a different type of a knife. This knife is now garbage. It's not garbage. I'll put it in the kitchen, and I'll use it for tomatoes. But that decision happened on Shabbos. Or the Shechita knife, the Sheikh had decided he's retiring, or the Sheikh had decided that from now on, he's not going to use this lower quality Shechita knife that he was using till now. He has a better knife, he has a higher quality knife that he just received there on Shabbos. And on Shabbos he decided, oh, from now on, this knife I'm not going to use anymore. And he puts it into the kitchen to use it to cut vegetables. So it's no longer muksa machmas sarin kis, because he's not planning on using it for a shechita knife and a mila knife anymore. Now what are you going to say? But he did that on Shabbos. So bein hashmashis, he was still holding it for a shechita knife. He was still holding it for a mila knife. So bein hashmashis, It was Mux Maxis and Kiss. He says, but now it's not. So what are you going to say? That Migas is Sayla ben Ashmash is Sayla Kuliyama? Abshima doesn't hold the Migas Katsayi. But in both places, in Rabbi Kvegan Shulchan Aruch and in the Kvegan Masech Nizbeya, he's masking that Taisus and Beya, that Beis and Beya is always not that way. Taisus is clear that when you have a beam which is meant to be used as a roof, even according to Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to chop up that beam on Yom Tov to use for firewood because it's Muxa Maxa Saran Kiss. Well, right now I'm chopping it up and using it for firewood. I obviously don't want to use it for binyan anymore. And still Taisus holds that according to Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon was made up by Muxa Maxa Saran Kiss, it would be Aser. So Taisus and Beya, that base of a base, is clearly not like this Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega acknowledges that. He says it's Sarachian. And I assume Shan Taisus is like this. Rebbe Kivega understands there's two different machalekas in Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And Taisus ran an hour sugi is mashed away. Taisus is maschal for Amr Rabbi Yechanan. That there are two different machalekas in Yehuda and Reb Shimon. One machalekas is what's called Muchan and what's called Muksa. Rebbe Yehuda holds, if no, under normal circumstances you won't use it because it's mias, because it's meant for something else, Tanugelas and Menes Legano Beitzim, it's meant for Schaira, we have that, and Daf Yetesu Beis. We have different things which under ordinary circumstances you weren't planning on using it, so if you do holds it's called Muksa. Reb Shimon says no. If there's a chance that you might use it, if it could be that you'll use it, that's already called Muchan. You're not maxedainte mine. It could be you'll change your mind and use it. Only in certain special circumstances, like the case of Muksa Maxa and Kiss, or that's the Machalikas Rishonim. If you have a Meichel Adam, which is not cooked, so an Adam can't eat it, and even though a Behema could eat it, but since it's a Meichel Adam, so you're maxedainte for giving it to a Behema. Reb Shimon might be masking to that. It's a Machalikas Rishonim. But this is one machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that something which you're not intending to use because you're planning on using it for something else or other reasons why, Muksa Machmas Mias, so that's not Muchan. Now, Sheng and Rabbi Shimon holds no, since it's possible you can use it. Rashi says in that Bezim and Aleph, something which he could use, he's not Maksa Daita. He always says, maybe I'll use it, maybe I'll use it. That's not called Muksa. But then there's another machlekes, something which clearly is Muksa. You would definitely maxedaita mine, but that was Bein Hashmashes. And now it's Shabbos, and that Aksar is gone. So Rabbi Kivega is learning, and that's what it says clearly in our Taisus here of Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that that's a separate machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda's of Miga the Skatzai Bein Hashmashes is Kaila Kuli Yema, and Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't say that. So even something which is maksa daita in Reb Shimon, like muksa maksa saran kiss, if now you do plan on using it, and it's no longer muksa maksa saran kiss, so you don't say migidus katsai, and that's similar to that ranim deyam, that muksa machmas mias, even Reb Shimon's maskim is muksa, it's just when you decide to use it, you have to come on to migidus katsai, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold the migidus katsai. But you could say, and maybe that's the pshan and teizah beyad naf beis, that there's only one machlekes. The only reason why Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Migdas Katsai is because he holds you're not maxedaita in the first place. You're always planning on using it. But even according to Reb Shimon, in cases where you are maxedaita ben Hashmashes, and you're not planning on using it, you're not being yeshiv umetzapa, so then Reb Shimon's maskim that it's muksa. It's all the same machlekes. Now the Chazon Ish asks a kasha on Rebbe Kivega. Chazon Ish is sim mem dalet sefkat yedalet. He asks a kasha on Rebbe Kivega Eger that if that's true, that Reb Shimon doesn't hold the migdas katsoy ben Hashmashes eskoy lekuli yema, so why do you need yeshiv umetzapa? We have the Gemara in the third parak that by a ner, a small ner, moisis shemen shebener, if you have leftover oil in the ner, Reb Yehuda holds it's aser, because since ben Hashmashes it was aser, so now it's aser, you say migdas eskoy ben Hashmashes, and Reb Shimon holds it's mutter. But the Gemara says Reb Shimon only holds his mutter by a small ner, where Adam Yeshivu Mitzapa Masaitech Benerah. But by a kais ka'arava ashashis, if you have a big cup, a big bowl, a big lantern, which was intended to be, was supposed to be lit the entire Shabbos and happened to go out, so ain't Adam Yeshivu Mitzapa, you're not being Yeshivu Mitzapa, so Reb Shimon's maskim mitzaser. So you see clearly, if Shimon holds him, means you say Minesh Marsha, here the Aksar is off, it's no longer Aser. And still, if you were in Yeshiva Mitzapa, so it still has an Issa Muksa. That's right, the Mikivega, the Valdiga Kasha. That's right, the Chazen Ish on a Mikivega, like a Valdiga Kasha. But I think the answer is that Rabbi Kivega wasn't discussing when you have Dachy B'Yadayim. Dachy B'Yadayim is where Rabbi Shimon holds you need Yeshiva Mitzapa. But if it's not Dachy B'Yadayim, then Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold you need Yeshiva Mitzapa. And that's the interesting thing, because we actually passing like Rabbi Shimon, but still, by Ner Shedlika by Yisrael Shabbos, we'll see in the next Amud, we don't pass him like Rabbi Shimon in that case. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. But what does that mean? We pass him that you don't need Migas Ketzayim. But Teis says, Dachy B'Yadayim is different. When you're the one who made it in the Matzav of Aksar, so then Rabbi Shimon's masking that will remain in that Matzav even when the Aksar goes off. There you would need Yeshiv Umitzapa to be matir. Now, Bikvegas Chiddush is only when you don't have Dachy B'Yadayim, there Rabbi Shimon Bechlal doesn't hold the Migas Ketzayim. Now, the Chazon Ish asks another kasha. The Chazon Ish asks, we have in various Gemaras, different halachas, that, let's say he says, you want to use a stone to smash a walnut, to crack open a walnut. He says, you're not allowed to, because it's not a kli. Well, why can't you decide on Shabbos that you want to use it, and now it will be a kli? So you see that Muksa Nachmas Gufay, something that Rabbi Shimon agrees to, even if on Shabbos the Matzav changes and now you decide to use it, you do say Migah D'Sketzai. So it's a raya that you say Migah D'Sketzai to the Muksas that Rabbi Shimon agrees to. He also brings a clearer raya from the Mishnah at the beginning of Mefanim, Kucha Vavim Mebeis, where there it says a Chavile Kash and Chavile Eitzim and Chavile Zrodim, if you were not misakin them for Machal Behema, you can't move them. And the Gemara is clear that you can't even give them to a Behema. Why? Now that you were misakin it for a Machal Behema, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel understands the mission like Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, you should now be able to use it because now you decide it should be for a behema. But I don't think that's a kasha either. Those kashas from the stone and from chavilei, and from chavilei kasha, chavilei etzim, and chavilei zrodim, because there, it's not a vart of muksa, it's a vart that it's not a keli. If it's not a keli, you're not allowed to move it simply because it's not a keli. It's not like Rav Shimon's masking the zaksah sadas. Even without Aksar Sadas, if something's not a keli, even if you're planning on using it, it doesn't work. It's called Muksa. We spoke about this also previously a number of times. That it's mistarmed to learn that something which is not a keli, we don't find any machlekes of Shimon and Yehuda about the qualifications of a keli. We find a lot of machlekes in the Gemara. Does this make it a keli? Does that make it a keli? What do you need? Do you need to use it once? Do you need to plan on using it? Do you need to make a maisa? We find a machlekes tanoim about this. We find machlekes amaron in the end of the perek kol hakelim and in the middle of the fourth perek. Machlekes rav and ravasi shmuel and ravasi. We find the machlekes rabbi gamliel and the rabbanan. And we don't find Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon mixed in whatsoever. Everything that's aser is aser even according to Rabbi Shimon. Everything that's mutter is mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like it's a completely different zayir, a completely different takana. Nothing to do with aksar sadas. Stam, anayadin, not mitzad maksadaita. You need a shame keli. So you have to be meisav one nekuda. That this din that you need a shame keli, that doesn't change on Shabbos. Not because if you make it a keli on Shabbos, it will still be also, because since it wasn't the keli ben ashmashis, so that gufa makes it muksa and migidus katsohi. Because there you have a kasha of a kivega. The kivega says that Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Migidus Ketzai. But the Torah says, no, there is no Migidus Ketzai. But the Pshat is the status of Keli doesn't change on Shabbos. Adug Mulazet, the Gemara in Kufch of Dalanam and Beis, brings that if you have a Shever Keli, which is still able to use, and you throw it in the garbage, it becomes Ice Keli, and you're not allowed to use it. But if you throw it in the garbage on Shabbos, it retains its status of Keli. What's the Chilik? If it becomes Ice Keli, why doesn't it become Ois Keli B'Shabbos? The Torah says he can't change the status on Shabbos. Whether it is a Keli or not a Keli, that's a Vegishtel, that's established before Shabbos. That doesn't change on Shabbos. So Mele, it's not a kasha in Mikvega. Mikvega holds that even something which is muksa ben Hashmash is according to Rav Shimon agrees that it's muksa. And Rav Shimon would hold you now and use it, move it, but that's cause man, you're still with the muksa. But the regular you decide to use it for regular things, it's not muksa ma'asar and kisa, regularly decide to use it for firewood, then you have to come on to Migdas Katsai, and Rav Shimon does hold the Migdas Katsai. And the Chazon Ish asks, if that's so, so something which wasn't a keli, which became a keli on Shabbos, should be mut according to Rav Shimon. But the teretz is, the reason why you can't use it when it's not a keli is not because of muksa. It's because it's not a keli. And something can't become a keli on Shabbos. The status of keli or non-keli is whatever was Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, that status doesn't change. That would be the teretz of Rabbi Kiveh.